This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. This hour, we're airing an extended excerpt of the NPR series No Compromise. Here's co-host Chris Haxel.
To really understand people who want no gun regulations at all, what we're calling the No Compromise gun rights movement, we can't just focus on its leaders. We got to meet some followers, right?
To do that, I drove down to Coweta County, Georgia, about 40 miles out of Atlanta, headed toward Alabama, to a brown house at the end of a windy road.
So like I said, my house is very plain.
As I step inside Carolyn Ricker's house, my eye immediately gets drawn to this...
Ooh, look at all...
pegboard covered in spools of different colored thread. Beautiful little workplace.
Are you the sewer?
Yes.
This is where she comes when everyone in her family leaves for work, to pull up Facebook.
You know, I'll be doing something by hand, and then I'll have to pause it while I take a seam, and then I knit a few rounds, I shoot a few rounds.
Between stitches. That's how she watches her live videos.
And it's just fun because we're all part of this community. It's like pulling up your hot chocolate and sitting down. Okay, we're here together, you know. And you have that sense of community.
Videos like this.
Hollywood left-wing Democrats who hate your guts and hate my guts, who want to kill babies, eat them for dinner, and then choke down one of your AR-15s and steal it from you.
This is the Doar Brothers partner in Georgia, Patrick Parsons.
He's obnoxious, and I say that in a kind way.
Parsons runs Carolyn's local no-compromise group, Georgia Gun Owners.
The NRA is selling you out.
Patrick typically puts out a few videos a week. Carolyn says she tries to keep up with all of them.
On average, that's about 2.5 hours a week.
Spent stitching and listening.
They all want tyranny over your rights, your God-given right to defend yourself and your family.
Listening and stitching.
We need to go for the kill now. Get the government out of the gun business now. Lead out.
In almost every one of these gun videos on Facebook, there's a point where the guys do shout outs.
Stuart is here. The great Johnny Lowe is here from McDuffie, Georgia. Bill
it's
is
like
here.
A ritual. Reminds me of that moment in church where everyone greets each other.
Okay. There's Al in Cobtown, Jim in Rome, Max, nice shirt. Brian.
Each video is usually dedicated to a main topic, some liberal attack or Republican betrayal.
There are nasty, moderate, anti-gun Republicans lurching around. They are going to dump you and your Second Amendment rights in a grave and keep their power.
Doesn't have to be a local issue.
We are talking the Mexican murder rate. This is information you will not hear on fake news, CNN, MSNBC, and most of the time Fox News.
Just something that gets that blood up.
You are a slave to government. That's what you love, and that's what you're ultimately.
And if you're into the no compromise gun rights fight, nothing gets the blood up quite like the National Rifle Association.
A lot of people say, well, you guys are dividing the gun movement. But remember, NRA with Wayne LaPierre, they have decades now of financial impropriety. This is just...
The last couple of years have been bad for the NRA. Investigations, public infighting, and all kinds of stories about big boss Wayne LaPierre spending money on himself.
Italian patent leather shoes, probably made for him specifically on some freaking, you know, cow over in Italy or something.
Carolyn Ricker, our Coweta County mom, used to be a member.
They got my $105 for a 3-year membership, and they're not getting another dime. And I am not contributing to their legal fund. Because if Wayne LaPierre is going to get $20,000 Armani suits from Beverly Hills, they can pay some legal fees.
Let's get a quick fact check out of the way, because we're going to hear about these suits a lot. According to leaked NRA documents, LaPierre spent $39,000 in a single day at a Beverly Hills menswear boutique. Couldn't tell you if that was just one suit or some cufflinks or what. The point is, he makes and spends a whole lot of money running what's supposed to be a nonprofit.
And either way, custom suits aren't what drove Carolyn away from the NRA. Parkland was.
In yet another American town, which today became the site of yet another deadly school shooting.
A high school shooting in a Florida suburb, where an expelled student shot and killed 17 people. The whole country reacted.
Enough is enough. That was the message from waves of high school students across the country today as they poured out of schools, across football fields, and into the streets to demand action on gun violence.
All the outcry brought attention to this one policy, red flag laws. The idea that if someone might be about to harm themselves or someone else, there should be a way to take their guns until they're better.
To literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools.
That's Mike Pence at the White House in 2018, just after the shooting.
But the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons.
It felt like a rare moment of possibility for supporters of gun control.
And a really jarring time for folks like Carolyn. So she's seeing all this talk about new gun regulation and thinking, what is going on with the NRA?
I emailed them, and I got nothing back. I said, "What? Tell me about these red flag laws. What are?" There was nothing on their site. There was nothing. They just went dark. And I never got a satisfactory answer back. And so when they called for a fundraiser to get more money, I said, "Here's the message. And you can give this to Mr. LaPierre. When you are ready to fill my inbox with angry tirades and reasons why we shouldn't have red flag laws, then I will listen. And I will be happy to continue to support you. And until that happens, no. Don't. I mean, just no."
When your advocates don't deliver in a moment like that, you feel like you've been fooled.
And Patrick, he keeps people in the loop. Because of his challenges, he doesn't expect us to be yes, dear dummies and go along with it. It's, this is what's happening. Look for yourself. Do this for yourself. This is empowerment.
That word empowerment is interesting. For her, watching the videos makes her feel powerful. More powerful, anyway, than cutting the NRA another check.
Carolyn told me one time about this thing that happened in her neighborhood that she immediately wanted Patrick to know about.
Well, in this neighborhood, we had somebody try to steal an engine. The thief was held at gunpoint until the cops got there. Now, that to me was very responsible. He did not shoot anybody. He just said, "You're going to stay here. Don't move. I've got the police on the way." And he was taken into custody and everything was fine.
So, and you called Patrick at that time?
Yeah, I did. I called him and he actually answered the phone. I mean, not that, you know, there's no hero worship there, but I was surprised that he did because I was just going to leave a voicemail. I said, "It's okay, what's on your mind?" And I told him, and he's like, "Okay, cool." You know, so it was all very professional, very cordial. I mean, he's a decent guy.
It also strikes me as the opposite of your interaction with the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa lives in Atlanta, so it's natural for her to focus on Patrick's group, Georgia Gun Owners. Since I'm in Kansas City, I pay more attention to the door groups in Missouri and Iowa. I sent Facebook messages to a bunch of people who comment on the videos Aaron Dorr makes for the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and only one person wrote back, John Burke. We ended up talking on the phone about maybe doing an interview. He was polite, but cautious. John is in a militia group called 3%ers, and he didn't really want the interview to be about that. Also, you know, people in the gun world don't trust the media. And in some ways, that's fair. It's true that a lot of reporters don't know much about guns. They call an AR-15 assault rifle, use the word clip when they mean magazine, and for some reason, seem to think semi-automatic is an important word when talking about a handgun. It drives me crazy, too. So anyway, I told him, "It's my job to cover guns. I like hunting. I even used to be in the Army. jumped out of airplanes, and shot lots of guns. I think I can give you a fair shake. John agreed to the interview and invited me to his home near Lake of the Ozarks. Looking back, I was feeling pretty good about talking my way into this interview, but as it turned out, it wasn't really me who convinced him to do it. It was Aaron Dorr. Just for radio purposes here, can you say and spell your first and last name?
First name is John, J-O-H-N. Last name is Burke, B as in boy, U-R-K-E.
And just for clarification, is Carly going to be participating?
I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut.
Carla is John's wife. They moved from the Chicago suburbs to Missouri when they retired. They like being outdoors. They said they barely watch TV anymore, but they are big fans of Aaron Dorr. Whenever they get a Facebook notification for one of his videos.
Yep. Missouri Firearms Coalition is having a live watch party. Okay, we're on it.
Okay, everything else is on pause.
Or if they get a notification that a reporter wants to do an interview, they check with Aaron to see what he thinks. When they tell me that, I'm like, oh, really?
Yes.
Yes, because we check you out too.
Good, good.
I told you right up front, I will research, dig, and pull threads, you know.
So that was the first thing he did, and was check with Aaron.
If I did something like that with the NRA, it would never happen, you know.
Just like Carolyn Ricker in Georgia saying she's fed up with the NRA, the Burks are not happy about Wayne LaPierre and his wardrobe.
I don't think as a member of the NRA, my money is being best used by him buying a $50,000 suit.
Especially when he's using it to stab us in the back.
Yeah.
I like how every time we hear about those fancy suits, they get more expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, as we're sitting in their living room, John tells me they started to get interested in guns back in Illinois.
Illinois law is really stupid. You've got to unload it. You've got to make sure it can't fire. The ammunition has to be completely separate than the firearm. They both have to be locked in separate containers. The range is 3 blocks from our house. Why are we busting our butts doing all this work to go 3 blocks?
They just found this stuff to be really onerous, and they didn't want to deal with it anymore.
The Second Amendment is very clear. Shall not be infringed.
Period.
John and Carla tell me gun politics are a big reason they decided to retire here in Missouri. John can shoot targets off the back porch, and the neighbors don't care.
We were seriously digging into the state laws and political climate. That was a big factor
in
us choosing Missouri.
The Burks tell me again and again, they do their research. That research is how John found the Missouri Firearms Coalition.
We came across the Dorn brothers, and we really liked what they were saying. We really liked that they were in Jefferson City, physically in Jefferson City, not just firing off an email or sending a letter or something like that. They were actually on the steps of the Capitol, actually physically being in the faces of the congressmen and the politicians and talking to them.
We like that they're not just offering lip service.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground, John says. They're talking about videos like this.
Guys, I've been in the Capitol all day, talked to probably 15 or 20 lawmakers on your behalf, talking about SEPA, gun-free zone repeal, and the list of pro-gun priorities that we have this year.
Aaron is in a suit and tie under the vaulted Capitol ceiling in Jeff City. He's been making videos like this for about 5 years now.
He goes to gun shows, does rifle giveaways, posts videos people send in of their kids target practicing. This boy's 10.
Reposts of other people's footage, typically showing law-abiding gun owners saving the day, do the best. To be honest, it's rare for Aaron himself to break 10,000 views.
But this one did okay.
The bottom line is, right now, the city council here is scared. The anti-gun members of the council.
He's standing outside in the snow, suffering for the cause, which gets him almost as many views as that 10-year-old at the range. But it's okay, because remember, Aaron's not alone.
Howdy, folks. Chris Dorr here from Minnesota Gun Rights. I wanted to give you a quick update on Senate File 1.
This is a family business.
Hi, folks. Ben Dorr here. I'm from Northfield, Minnesota, and I'm the political director for Minnesota Gun Rights.
Working as a team makes it easier to cover more ground.
It's all working so well that they decided to launch their own national supergroup, the American Firearms Coalition. The Doors' challenge to the NRA.
Okay, this movement, this no-compromise grassroots movement, is from the bottom up. And that's a big difference between the American Firearms Coalition and the NRA and some of these other groups. You know, I think that's been a big frustration from a lot of gun owners is they don't ever know what these gun groups are doing. But we tell you all the time. We're always live on Facebook.
There are lots of gun rights groups in the U.S., some with a lot more money than the Doors. But unlike most of those groups, the brothers have mastered Facebook Live and built a following.
The Missouri Firearms Coalition has 130,000 followers on Facebook.
And in Georgia, it's nearly 425,000. It's clear the Doors and their partners are connecting with their followers.
Which, according to Mark Zuckerberg, is exactly the point of these Facebook videos.
People watch live videos longer and they comment more than 10 times as much as on regular videos. People love going live because it's so unfiltered and personal, and you feel like you're just there hanging out with your friends.
All it takes is one friend who follows the Missouri Firearms Coalition for these videos to start popping up on your newsfeed. Compare that to something like NRA TV.
The NRA ran its own online TV network for 4 years before it pulled the plug. It was filled to the gills with that same tirade vibe Patrick and Aaron are serving, except from shiny gun celebrities like Dana Loesch.
The only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth.
But nobody was watching. The actual viewership was really low. I asked John and Carla Burke about NRA TV, and they're like, they tried it, but they weren't into it.
And in Georgia, Carolyn Ricker told me the same thing.
You just gave me a thumbs down.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't actively looked for it, and I haven't seen it. So it's kind of like, I heard about it, but I don't know. I think I've seen a couple of items.
And how much did NRA TV cost to run a year, paying all those stars, production, scripts?
$20 million a year. And even with all that money, they still couldn't simulate the feeling of community that the gun guys get out of Facebook for a tiny fraction of that price tag.
Which is something Facebook did on purpose. Just like John and Carla, Facebook's algorithm values authenticity, or what looks like it.
It doesn't care about Hollywood production value. What it cares about is engagement. Comments, likes,
anything that looks like people are genuinely interacting with each other. Like P.T. Barnum said, there's no such thing as bad Facebook Live comments. The algorithm amplifies content it perceives as popular. So a Facebook Live video that gets lots of comments and shares...
Wendell says, you have become a shame and disgrace to gun owners. You need to go. Radical hatred, that's what you have. Wendell says, I have radical hatred. Well, Wendell
is more likely to be at the top of someone's newsfeed.
It's almost like the gun guys hacked the system, or better yet, used it exactly the way it was designed, just not for friendship.
For what, then? Hundreds of hours of videos, a splash of Facebook magic, familiar lineup of charismatic friends, each with their own special style, but always circling back to the same central message.
This is government control top to bottom.
They all want tyranny over your rights, your God-given right, your natural right.
As long as people are willing to sit, government's willing to control.
Stop their tyranny, to stop their government control.
Tyrannical governments control.
Tyranny.
To control.
Tyranny.
Coming up, how the Doar brothers use the threat of government tyranny to score political goals. This is On the Media.